Our second feature this week is about a breakthrough in the search for a sunken Spitfire and is read by Sam Elmhurst.
The final flight of Spitfire Mark 5B AD 377. Rudolf Borovetch was heading in to land at Ludham when he spotted another Spitfire making a similar approach. But as he opened the throttle to lift above the other aircraft and allow it to land first, his engine cut out, and he was barely at 300 feet, and with his wheels and flaps down, giving him very little time to react. Through luck or skill, he splashed down on Higham Sound, the impact tearing off the port wing and breaking off the tail and the engine. Well, Borovetch was unharmed and was forced to break out the dinghy from the aircraft's wing. Rain and wind had arrived, blowing the dinghy about, and it was half an hour before he was able to find somewhere to scramble ashore and make his way to a nearby house. And back at Ludham, Borovetch was required to submit a written report, and the squadron's engineering officer was sent to examine the crash site, which he did the next day. He reported back that the aircraft had suffered catastrophic damage, with the port wing torn off. The engine had come away with the bearers and was lying propeller down in 4 feet of water, and the tail broken away. He declared the aircraft beyond repair. Some parts, including the tail and rear fuselage, were recovered by a wherry and dumped at Potter Higham Bridge for the RAF to collect, and the rest was left to settle into its muddy tomb on Higham Sound. At the time, the area was a private estate with little river traffic, and by the time the waterways came back into greater use after the war, the Spitfire was out of sight and out of mind. Now, explorers believe they have found a sunken Spitfire which crash-landed in the Norfolk Broads during the Second World War. The group have been searching for these submerged aircraft in a remote area of the waterways after pinpointing the spot where it went down. And they have revealed a major breakthrough following the discovery of batteries from the plane's radio and believe the rest of the wreckage is lying nearby under the silt. The aircraft crashed on April 1st in 1942 after it suffered engine failure. The Czechoslovak pilot, Rudolf Borovetch, who was heading to RAF Ludham after a training flight, survived the crash. Senior officers demanded the aircraft, a Spitfire Mark 5B AD 377, be salvaged. But when engineers went to the scene, it proved impossible because of the shallow, marshy waters. Well, since then, the aircraft from 19 Squadron has sunk into the silt so it is completely hidden between 4 foot to 6 foot of mud and water. The precise location remains a closely guarded secret, but it is understood to be somewhere on Higham Sound, a large expanse of water and marsh linking Hickling Broad and Horsey Mere to the River Thurn near Potter Higham. The project to find it, called the Lady in the Lake, is led by David Daniels, a so-called Spitfire hunter from North Yorkshire, who has spent 3 decades tracing down and restoring downed fighter planes on remarkable adventures across the world. He started the quest to find AD 377 3 years ago, and much of his team's research has involved scouring historic documents for clues. But Mr. Daniels said one fluke of good luck came when he found a local man who had taken photos of the crashed aircraft shortly after it went down. Well, after deciphering and translating his thick Norfolk dialectal accent, we had the rough location, he said. After this, the project moved into a new phase, which involved combing the waters using acoustic equipment and magnetometers, which can locate metal. Local divers were also used to scour the muddy depths. During one of the searches, the batteries were discovered, and the instruments have given a clue as to the nearby whereabouts of the rest of the wreckage, deep below a layer of silt. Now, Mr. Daniels believes this will have preserved the aircraft from the worst ravages of the water, and he even has ambitions of restoring it so it can be flown once again. However, he concedes that is still a long way off, as any further excavation or salvage will require permission from the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, which owns the site, and other environmental bodies, as well as the involvement of the Ministry of Defence. The batteries were actually discovered in May 2023, but the project is currently paused at this stage while further permissions are sought and while the team tried to raise more money for their venture. Ultimately, they hope to secure the support of a TV or a film company to help fund the next stage, which could involve a cofferdam being built to drain the area and find out exactly what remains below. Mr. Daniels added, "The project is massive, and I am really pleased with the help I have received from local groups in the mission so far. We have had major breakthroughs by finding remnants of the aircraft, the batteries, but we are still gathering information and completing appropriate legislation before we can resume. I truly hope that with help from people kindly donating towards the cause, that we can have the plane recovered and maybe one day restored to a position where it can be flown."